Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us, first and foremost, I actually kind of blame the first person I'm going to introduce as the person for this segment. And I think the person that she asked to come in will also blame her. And that is none other than Donna Rodriguez, who is wearing a separate hat from her PAC TV hat. She is the chair of the board of directors for Destination Plymouth. Welcome back to the show, Donna.
Thank you, Kevin. I always enjoy coming in, and I will happily take the blame for today's conversation.
As you should. It's an excellent topic. And you brought with you Lee Hartman. He is the director of planning and development for the town of Plymouth. More or less, you kind of just oversee the planning for the community. Is that, would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, it's the planning, and it's Zoning Board of Appeals, Conservation Commission, Historic District.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff, yes.
And so, Donna, I guess the first thing I would ask you is what do you feel is the charge of this segment today?
Well, we really wanted to come in and talk about the importance of supporting tourism in our communities, and I think we kind of take it for granted. We are in a historic community in Plymouth, the state of Massachusetts.
America's hometown.
Of course, heading for its 400th birthday, our first 400th birthday in the country. So that's another thing we can come back and talk to you about another day. But for today, we really want people to understand the economic industry that tourism is and how important it is for us to invest in tourism to be able to bring money back into our state.
What do you feel is the role of Lee as far as stimulating tourism?
Well, Plymouth is very unusual. In Plymouth, it was very smart. Years ago, they chose to partner with the tourism industry and with the state to invest back into tourism by using tax dollars, not taxpayers' dollars, but monies from rooms taxes that come from visitors. And I'll let Lee explain that more and how that really helps to support bringing people to Plymouth and the surrounding area.
If you would, Lee, pick up where she's leaving off.
Sure. So I first like to state that sometimes we talk about the two people here, and this is really a community event.
There's more to it, correct.
Supported by town meeting, the selectmen, the planning board, by the town manager. So we all know this is important. So I always get a little nervous trying to be the mouthpiece for Plymouth because there are a lot of people involved and a lot of players who make this important, including the Visitors Services Board, too, who actually oversees the promotion fund. So as Donna was pointing out, in 1993, the town created what's called the Promotion Fund. Very unusual. I think even today, there's only a couple other communities in Massachusetts that do this. We take 45% of our hotel motel tax that comes into the town and set aside in a special account called our Promotion Fund. And this year, that represents about $530,000 that we have that's used specifically to promote the town of Plymouth. That money, I think it's important to note, is matched by either state dollars or by private membership, private businesses, with another over $1 million. And also, we have events that we support, and so fundraising for those events, too. So that represents a big chunk of money that goes to promoting Plymouth.
The good thing to know is that that money that goes to promoting Plymouth brings back, and this is a conservative estimate, $350 million a year to Plymouth.
And I'm always surprised at that number. We did some time, Destination Plymouth, the Chamber of Commerce, the Planning Department, looked at what tourism means to the town of Plymouth. And when we started adding it up and we came up to that number of $350 million, and I would say that's a conservative number, I'm still constantly struck by that number. Just such a large segment of what our economic development is in the community is tourism. And when we look at that, I think it's important to note that that money doesn't just go to the hotels and the restaurants and the venues like Plymouth Plantation. That money goes to, and I kind of was looking at A to Z, accountants, and to come up with Z, I have to pick Ziggy's Ice Cream. So we have, you know, A to Z of other...
Everybody likes ice cream.
Everybody, it supports a number of places and businesses beyond just what you consider the traditional hotels, restaurants in the community.
And it is really an economic driver in the number of jobs that are created for tourism in our communities. For the town of Plymouth, tourism is the number one industry. For the state of Massachusetts, it's the number three industry. So there are so many different ways that tourism does bring money back into our communities and really ultimately help to support essential services to all of our residents.
So I guess I would ask you is when it comes to every year when the governor and the House and the Senate put together the budget and then we end up having our fiscal year budget, how much is spent by the state on tourism and how much does each community get? And is it something that the community has to lobby for or is it something that's given?
Just to back up a little bit, the state does have a budget for tourism, and some of that money goes to the Massachusetts State Office of Travel and Tourism, and some of it goes to the regional tourism councils. There are 16 regional tourism councils across the state. So those are the countywide groups. So Destination Plymouth for us is the town group, but PCDC, the Plymouth County Development Council, is the regional or county organization that really helps to provide marketing to bring people into our communities. So that money is split up across those councils, and also it needs to be matched by private funding. So it's not money that's just being given by the state. It also does need to be matched. Last year, we ended up, the regional tourism councils received $5 million. We're asking, and that's a decrease from what it had been previously. Mm. We've been asking for $8.9 million for regional tourism councils this year in the state budget. The governor's budget came out with a line item for $500,000. Which really would have decimated the councils. The House just came back with their recommendations on Wednesday at $4.5 million. So at this point in the budgetary process, we are waiting to hear what's going to be coming out from the Senate. Now, the reason I tell you all of this is because people can say, oh, you know, 8.9 might seem like a lot of money. But reality is, when we look at what's happened in other states that have decreased the funding for tourism, tourism decreases. Colorado cut out their tourism budget in, I believe it was 1993. And at that time, they had been budgeting $12 million for tourism. Within 2 years, they lost 30% of their business, which ultimately was a loss of $1.4 billion. It got as bad as a loss of $2 billion a year before they decided that they needed to start reinvesting in tourism. So once they started reinvesting in the year 2000, the state of Colorado put $5 million back into their tourism marketing. By 2006, they were putting $19 million into tourism because they saw that that investment returned so much funding. Similar things happened in the state of Connecticut. And if you look at our competitors in New England alone, they see the value of tourism. The state of New York is investing $60 million in tourism. The state of New Jersey, $25 million. The state of Connecticut, $27 million. So if you see that we're asking for 8.9, and you see the return in investment, the more money we're able to put to tourism, the more money that's going to come back. And again, that's money that goes to essential services.
I guess I would ask you, Lee, is how does a drop in funding for tourism hurt being able to plan or develop things in the future for the town of Plymouth?
So each year, the Visitor Service Board that oversees that $500,000 budget takes in all requests from a range of groups. And so not only does this help Destination Plymouth, and we give them a promotion contract where they contract out and advertise for Plymouth, they also maintain the visitor center. But we also support a number of events in the town, like Barktoberfest, like the 4th of July, the Philharmonic, the fireworks, Thanksgiving parade. So what we're finding more and more as each year comes in, the requests far exceed the amount of money we have. And although in each case we're always asking and looking for matching funds to leverage the town money, what we're finding is at one point I would say about 25% of the funds came from the town of Plymouth, 75% came from other sources. But as we see that state commitment dropping, it's now more like for every $500,000 there's $1 million. So it's more like a 2-to-1 match than it was more of a 4-to-1 match in previous years. So we see more and more of the commitment and the burden coming completely on the town side.
Anybody question why the administration drastically cut the tourism budget? Is it a matter? I know that I've had conversations with the governor and the lieutenant governor. They walked into, not only during this fiscal year, a sizable deficit, but then they had to look at, you know, fiscal year 2016 and have an even further deficit and try to eliminate that deficit without raising taxes and without dipping into the stabilization fund that the state has. Do you feel it was that, or do you feel it's just inexperience in this area on behalf of the administration?
Well, without a doubt, they walked into a really challenging situation, and they are doing their best to ensure that they're going to be able to continue to provide all of the essential services to our residents in Massachusetts while still bringing the budget back in line. And I don't know, ultimately, I haven't spoken with the governor directly, what his thought process was in coming out with the $500,000. Perhaps he felt comfortable that it would then be supported in the House and Senate. But it doesn't seem to make sense to me that an investment that brings back such a huge return, and that money ultimately does go to the state and will help to support our state government and essential services, seems as an absolute essential thing to support to me.
I guess I would kind of follow that up with the monies that you get. What's kind of the purpose of the monies? Is it a matter of marketing the essential places around the Commonwealth? Is that the idea?
Yes. It also helps to support the visitor centers. So when visitors do arrive, they are able to get information about the communities.
Ooh, we could go here. Ooh, look, Plymouth Rock.
And, you know, it's really interesting. I can only speak for our visitor center, but the comments we get from visitors is unbelievable. They hang flags every year for every person who comes in from a different country. It's unreal the number of people who come from around the world, and that wouldn't happen without the marketing. And that's what's important to remember. Somebody living in Plymouth or living on the South Shore might never see the work that's being done by PCDC and by Destination Plymouth, because it's marketing being done in day trip communities in Western Massachusetts or Connecticut. It's marketing that's being done in Japan. It's marketing being done all around the country and around the world. And the marketing is really based on the return. So they really do work very hard to take a look at the numbers, where are people coming from, and to ensure that every dollar is targeted and spent well.
And the visitor center has something else I think is far more important that I see, is bathrooms. So in addition to everything Donna just talked about, we see one of the biggest demands for the tourisms and the tourists who come to Plymouth is bathrooms.
And knowing where the rest areas are.
Yep.
Kites, and those are the friendly faces. Those are the first people many times that our visitors see. So the folks in the visitor centers are the ones who are making people feel comfortable, helping them with their questions, finding out more about them, and making sure that their visit is a good one.
I guess I would ask you this, Lee. And again, we're speaking with Lee Hartman. He is the Director of Planning and Development for the town of Plymouth. And Adonna Rodriguez in another capacity today. We know her as a friend from PAC TV who's in here on a regular basis. She is the chair of the board of directors for Destination Plymouth. And we are talking about tourism. We're talking about the effect of tourism on the Commonwealth, a community, and also talking a little bit about something that I wasn't aware of until we actually started having this conversation. I learned something just from having this conversation. That's the fun thing about doing radio and TV is you learn things as you interview people. Is that if this budget is voted on, that, you know, we could have seen a significant cut if the governor's budget line, that line item stayed at 500K, which would be a drastic cut from $5 million a year ago. But to see that the House at least bumped it up, you're still losing $500,000, and that you got the tourism community is looking to actually bring it up to $8.9 million if at all possible. And I think the question I wanted to ask here is how exactly is the monies invested other than the tourism centers? Are there other things that it's invested in other than marketing and those centers that welcome people?
Those are the primary investments, but Lee can also talk a little bit about where specifically for Plymouth, the town of Plymouth and Destination Plymouth, where funds go.
Okay.
So in addition, what we do through the Visitor Services Board is we provide funds to a number of different events. And again, I mentioned a few of them. You kind of have the long list here, but Pilgrim's Progress, Downtown Waterfront Festival, Outdoor Trails Day, Acoustic Nights on the Waterfront, the Thirsty Pilgrim event, Juried Art Show, Halloween on Main Street, Christmas on Main Street, Score for a Cure, Restaurant Week in downtown, Barktoberfest. There are a number of them. And when we look at Plymouth, we often think that it's the Pilgrim story and the Mayflower, which is very important, and very important to Plymouth, the region, the nation, the world. But tourism in Plymouth goes far beyond those
waterfront
stories.
Waterfront, so many businesses.
Each year, we have about 300 events that occur in the town of Plymouth. And that also, in addition to the ones I mentioned, their walks, their charity runs, but 300 events each and every year that occur in Plymouth. So it's a pretty large event and program. In addition, when we look at, say, the 4th of July parade or the fireworks or the Thanksgiving parade, we know that there's between 100 and 200,000 visitors who come to just those events alone. So they're pretty big. And I also like to point out, again, beyond the Mayflower and Plymouth Plantation, which are very important, We have hiking. We have fishing, whether it's in the ocean or on one of the, they say, 365 ponds, one for each day. We have campgrounds. We have the Plymouth, the Pilgrim baseball team. So beyond whale watches, too, just
Plantation.
To name a few. Yep.
So thriving art community.
Spire
now.
Center.
Right. So just beyond the
just to name a few.
The Pilgrim story, there are so many other things that you can do as a tourist and so many things you can do to enjoy Plymouth. So it's important to the community.
And there's one more point I'd like to make that I don't think I've made clearly yet. In Plymouth and Plymouth County, we have Destination Plymouth, which is the destination marketing organization for the town of Plymouth and contracted with the town. We also have PCDC, which is the Plymouth County Development Council, which handles marketing for the county. Those two organizations work hand in hand with funding from the state, from the town, and from their membership, because both organizations are membership-based organizations. So we're able to take monies from all of these different areas and from our members and really co-op that to be able to get even more support for marketing to bring people to our communities. It's important to also note that in the challenging financial times we've had over the last several years, mm-hmm. Plymouth has really recovered in their tourism faster than almost every other area in the state, with the exception of Boston. We've recovered faster, and we truly believe it's because we have still managed to market our communities and ourselves as a destination, and that's what's bringing people here.
The other thing that I think is important to note, and I've done this now for more years than I want to admit, is that turf and groups fighting for the same amount of money, fighting for the same types of things, we often see turf wars, and I've been doing this for a number of years now. And what
I thought that only happened in West Side Story.
Yeah. So, but what I see happening, you know, it happens in government too.
It's a theater thing. My bad.
So, but what we see happening in Plymouth is, as Donna pointed out, we have Destination Plymouth, the town of Plymouth. We have the Plymouth 400th. We have PCDC. We have the Chamber of Commerce. And what's really unusual is that as a group, we all work very closely together and in a very cooperative manner. So I think in addition to just the different things we do financially for tourism in Plymouth, we all really get along well and work closely together. And that's so essential to making sure that you have a very successful program for tourism.
Is this a year-round operation to stimulate tourism, or is it just, do we think it's just the warmer months when we hit May, June, July, that folks are planning their vacations? Or is it a matter of you want to make sure that folks are showing up for the parade in Plymouth on Thanksgiving?
Right. So our season goes from April to Thanksgiving, but it does get fairly quiet in the rest of the year. So oftentimes, especially with the Visitor Services Board, and when we talk about the money we have, we're always encouraging people to look at what we call the shoulder seasons. So that, is there a way to extend that? Christmas on Main Street is a great example, where we have a holiday event that happens in December. So we're always looking to see how we do we expand those shoulders, mm-hmm. and have other things happening in addition to just what goes on in the summer and what happens around Thanksgiving.
But for the tourism professionals, too, the folks who are working on behalf of all of us, for PCDC and Destination Plymouth and Plymouth 400, the shoulder season, that is their busiest season in many cases, because they're out there, they're traveling to trade shows around the world to market our destination to bus tour organizations and other traveling organizations. So they're going nonstop from November to April. For them, things actually start to quiet down a little when the people are hitting the road and arriving on our streets.
Would you two say that it's a misconception that when it comes to the funding, when it comes to tourism, that folks may already assume that Boston and Plymouth and the Cape don't need to market themselves to draw tourists? Is that a misconception?
Absolutely. And Colorado and Connecticut show that. They're going to come. The pilgrims are here. Who isn't going to come to Boston? Well, as Paul Cripps, the executive director of Destination Plymouth and PCDC, likes to say, nobody woke up in Ohio this morning and said, I'm going to Plymouth tomorrow. You know, if it's not on your radar, why are people going to think to purchase the ticket? We need to make sure that we are always staying competitive and staying vital in the tourism market.
And that really goes beyond United States. It also goes to the international market, and we just barely, whether it's the state or PCDC or the Destination Plymouth, barely scratch the surface of what we could do for marketing internationally. And it's a huge market. We do a good job with it, but there's all kinds of additional things we could do to market Massachusetts and Plymouth and the region internationally.
And if anybody ever pays attention, I mean, more and more you see ads on television for other states. Come to Vermont. Maine has so much to offer. Come to the Garden State. That you see that out there, that it's being pushed. There's a reason for you to come to our state and find out about this particular state in the union.
That's very true. And as we said, states all around us are spending $20 million plus.
Right.
We are surrounded by states that are spending 3 and 4 times what we are.
Right. And we're spending a meager $5 million. That pales in comparison to what those other competitors that you listed to this modern day.
And when you look at $5 million and you say, well, that's a lot of money, just even compare it to Plymouth alone, where we can say it's a $350 million a year business for $5 million that the state spends just in Plymouth alone. I'm sure the number is in the, you know, closer to a billion or more when you look at the whole state.
And it's actually, last year was $18.5 billion in direct spending.
Okay.
For $5 million.
I think the other thing that I want to emphasize, if we haven't already, you want to have reasons for your businesses to survive. It's a tough environment these days to have a business in the economic times that we have endured over the past decade, if not longer. You want to give them a reason to stay open, whether it's in Plymouth, whether it's in Boston. You want to have it where there are people who are accessing their goods, their services, their items, and I think tourism is a way to do so. Am I wrong?
It's absolutely a way to do so. It's also a way to keep people employed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've got about 5 minutes. We've really talked up this tourism, the what's going on with tourism here in the state. Anything that we haven't touched upon that you feel, either of you feel, we need to talk about extensively for the next couple of minutes?
Well, if people would like to educate themselves, take a look at some of the websites. So if you want to look at Plymouth County, visit cseeplymouth.com. And that really is a site that is providing information for the visitor. Take a look at how we are marketing our communities and the work that's being done by the staff and by the membership. And make sure that as a resident, you know what this industry does for our communities. I think people can start to, you always hear, oh my God, the tourists are here, the traffic. I couldn't get down Main Street. But yay, the tourists are here. I had trouble getting down Main Street. If you think about what Plymouth looked like 15, 20 years ago and what it looks like today, walking down Main Street, there are restaurants and bars and shops and community centers and an amazing, thriving artist community. It is growing and growing and growing. And that's something we all want to make sure that we are aware of, we take responsibility for, and we help to support and grow.
Lee?
Yeah, I think the other thing that I find very exciting that we're just starting to talk about is the cruise ship industry, too. So we've just recently started to make some inroads to try to get, they're smaller, you're not going to have the big cruise ships come into Plymouth, but there are smaller cruise ships that can come in, and we've been working closely with a couple of groups, and we hope to see more of that cruise industry coming into Plymouth, too, which, again, I think is just another facet that can really help make it a more interesting community for tourism.
So what kind of excursions would you like to see planned for some of those folks kind of coming off those ships? What could you envision?
They oftentimes, what it
You're
is,
the planner,
is, right? Often, for the most part, you know, they want to get to the plantation, they want to see the Mayflower, but we have all kinds of restaurants and entertainment on downtown. So, giving them time to go shop. But we've always talked about we have Colony Place, which has a number of stores there. So, I think depending on the makeup of the people on the cruise, you have the historic venues which people like to go to, and then we have a great place for entertainment and eating and drinking down on the waterfront, or some of our other places like Colony Place for shopping.
And there's the Southeastern Pine Barren Association. You could have a hiking trip for people for the day in a beautiful, beautiful part of our country that not everybody gets to see. There could be an environmental tour. There are just so many different options of what people could do. Give us the cruise ship, and we'll make a list of excursions.
Very nice.
The Miles Standish State Forest is actually the second largest forest or state park in Massachusetts, and it's 14,000 acres. So there are all kinds of opportunities, and we didn't even begin to discuss that, of the types of things you can do at that state forest for camping, for biking, for hiking, fishing.
And we think of, now, I don't know where Plymouth stands, but does Plymouth have a meals tax or a hotel tax?
The hotel tax for the town of Plymouth is what goes to the town, and that's the money that helps to support the Visitor Services Bureau. That is all of the money that is spent for the events that Lee talked about and the money that is spent on the contract that the town has with Destination Plymouth. So when we talk about these dollars, it's not coming from taxpayers' monies. It's not something that is coming from the residents of Plymouth. It's coming from folks who are coming to Plymouth to spend money.
We do have the meals tax also, but in Plymouth, we've decided to dedicate that money to finance the construction of a new town hall downtown. So it's good because you'll have bathrooms for the visitors and you'll have a new
bathrooms
town hall.
Bathrooms are important.
Yes, they're very important.
I've mentioned that.
As I drink my water here, yes, it's very important. So we do have the tax, but for the most part, that's being used to offset the cost of building the new town hall.
Lee Hartman, Director of Planning and Development for the town of Plymouth. Folks want to speak with you or get more involved or help out your cause with the things that you do. Is there a way for them to reach your office?
Sure. We're on the website. So if anybody wants to contact me, my email address.
Which website?
The Town of Plymouth website.
Just want to make sure. Yep.
So if you go to the main town website and look under departments, you'll see either through tourism or through the Department of Planning and Development, my contact information is there.
As Donna is well aware of here, we don't, with radio, we don't have that visual effect where we can kind of flash it. So I want to make sure you were kind of clear with that. Donna, of course, like I said, wearing a different hat today with the Destination Plymouth. Anything you want to tease folks as far as what you guys are going to be working on, or PAC TV, if you want to kind of throw a plug in for the other hat.
Sure. Well, for Destination Plymouth, we are rolling out our brand new updated website at the end of this month. So if you take a look today, go back next month, you're going to see some new and beautiful imagery. The folks at Shields Design in Plymouth are just wonderful to work with, and they've designed a fantastic site for visitors. And that's cplymouth, SEEPlymouth.com. People want to find out more about the tourism industry or talk to the staff, they can also call the Destination Plymouth office at 508-747-7533. For my other hat, for PAC TV, I'm very excited because just yesterday we recorded a new episode of Building Community. And in this episode, we're talking about HIV and AIDS on the South Shore. We are guests for this episode, included the executive director of the AIDS Action Committee, as well as Marcia Richards from Beth Israel Deaconess's Access Program. So it's a lot of great information. It's going to begin airing right about now, beginning of May. It should be on in the next week. If you are not in one of our four communities, Duxbury, Kingston, Pembroke, or Plymouth, take a look at PACTV, PACTV.org. Just click on Building Community, and you can watch it video on demand.
All right, Donna, Lee, thank you very much for being here. We will step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.